Okay, we'll call the House Transportation Committee back to order. It had a little faux pas there. Your name, sir, for the record, and please give us your testimony on SJR 14.
Again, for the record, my name is Haven Harris. I'm staff to Senator Olson. SJR 14 is a resolution requesting the Federal Aviation Administration to fully staff and maintain its flight service stations in Alaska. Alaska is a vast state that relies on air transportation for much of its commerce and connectivity. A substantial portion of the state does not have the road infrastructure to facilitate the transport of freight and the movement of people. Furthermore, coastal and river communities in western, central, and northern Alaska lose their marine transportation alternative during 5 to 8 months due to winter ice conditions. These communities then are solely dependent on air transportation for travel, goods, and emergency services for a substantial part of the year. Furthermore, there's a large number of Alaskans that own and fly airplanes. Indeed, Alaska has the highest percentage of general aviation users per capita in the United States. General aviation users depend on flight service stations to inform them of runway closures and conflicting runway traffic. FAA flight service stations are essential for the continued safety and dependability of Alaska's vital air transportation network. Both commercial and private pilots are totally reliant on the expertise and competence of FAA flight service personnel. The state of Alaska has over 180 airports that depend on flight service stations for weather updates, runway conditions, and assistance with safe air travel. I respectfully urge your support for this resolution, helping to ensure the safety of air travel in Alaska.
Thank you, Mr. Harris. Would you do for me for a favor for the record? Would you spell your first name?
Haven.
Haven.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. It's Harris, RRIS.
Yes, sir.
Great. Thank you very much. That's just a name I'd never heard before, so you need your name. Do you have any questions from the committee? Not from me. Representative Masick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I was just curious on why the resolution is put forward. Is FAA planning to shut down some of the FAA stations in Alaska, or are they due to budget deficits in Congress, or is FAA is a federally funded entity, and I'm just curious with the makeup of this resolution as to why.
Through the chair, Representative Masick, in years past, we have seen a few flight service stations closed. An individual that works for the FAA flight service stations, and actually they have a union, Phil Brown is his name, he contacted Senator Olson because of Senator Olson's known interest in travel and aviation, and informed him that there were potential for cuts. Therefore, the Senator thought it was appropriate for us to bring this resolution forward to show our support maintain this important service throughout the state.
So with regards to follow-up?
Oh, thank you.
I understand that, Maven. It's my understanding that one of the issues that's going on right now is that they're talking about, at least through the Denali Commission, combining some airports with several different and putting access and egress from roads so that they don't have to fund the maintenance on all the different airports throughout the state. So how would you suspect that this would enter into the dialogue with that?
Chairman Holm, flight service stations are not at every airport. We have centrally organized flight service stations. For example, much of western Alaska outside of Bethel and Nome and a couple of surrounding villages are coordinated through a flight service station in Kenai. Fairbanks also has a flight service station, and some of the other major hubs have these service stations. So our worry is not necessarily the maintenance of each runway right now. It is maintaining the services, because these are services that pilots and aviation industry owners have to call in to find out runway conditions or the openings and availabilities of these runways. As you know, during spring thaw, we have a lot of problems in much of Alaska, especially on gravel airports, with them getting soft and being unable to be landed on safely. That's one of the great functions that these flight service stations provide for us.
Okay, well, thank you. Then just as a follow-up for my edification, what exactly is a flight service station versus a Bush Airport, for example? What would designate a flight service station versus an airport at Bettles?
Representative or Chairman Holm, a flight service station is not necessarily on the runway. It's not a runway. It's not an airport landing. It is literally a building that has staff that keep track of the runway conditions of all these runways. Example, there might be a flight service station in Fairbanks that would keep track of the openings and the conditions in Bettles so that a pilot, when they've given their flight plan, they would contact flight service station in Fairbanks to find out what is going on in Bettles and possible incoming traffic.
Okay, that helps me a lot. Thank you.
They have satellite correspondent and for weather and all that as well.
Through the chair, Representative Stepovich, I believe they would have the same access that anyone else would with the internet. But also, I know, for example, when there's construction being done on a runway, in a previous job I worked for the Department of Transportation, we were working on runway Nunamiqua. I had to file Nunamiqua, Sheldon Point, it's in Senator Olson's district on Lower Yukon. I had to file daily plans and announcements with the flight service station in Kenai to announce them that there will be construction around, there are possible people, and to inform them whether any portion of the runway was damaged.
So you're a pilot?
No, sir.
No?
Not yet, anyway.
So the chair, if Senator Olson had his way, it'd probably be easier for him if I was, yes.
Well, you might tell him that we miss his presence here today. It's duly noted, though, that he's in the Senate. Yeah, I think they're on the floor right now.
So. Yes, sir, I apologize
sure.
for that.
Oh, that's no problem at all. We're glad to have you here. Any other comments by the...
I would make a motion to move the bill out of committee.
Well,
I'd like to have that honor to help my friend Donnie Olson.
Well,
so therefore,
without objection, so moved.
With individual Rex?
There he is.
Et cetera, et cetera.
There he is.
No, we should make a call.
Indicating that we were.
Thank you, sir.
By objection.